This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, March 28. Jesus chooses life for us. Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Deuteronomy, Moses is giving his farewell speech to God's people Israel. So he tells the Israelites straight up, you can go one of two ways, the way of blessings and life, or the way of curses and death. Choose life. The choice seems rather simple and obvious, right? I can't imagine people saying, well, I'll choose curses and death. But some do. Some people reject or ignore the choice that God gives them. The same thing happens today. People reject or ignore the choice to follow Christ. In Moses' day, God laid the choice in front of Israel in terms of a covenant. That was a pact between God and his people, a pledge of fidelity on both sides. God promised to be faithful to his people, and the people were called to reciprocate. They needed to be faithful to God. They needed to keep the terms of the covenant. Those terms made up the law, summarized in the Ten Commandments. Do not worship or serve other gods. Do not harm your neighbor, and so on. Yet no human could keep the terms of that covenant perfectly, till Jesus came. Jesus is the only human who kept every stipulation of the covenant. And he not only chose life for himself, but also made it available to all who choose life in him. Thanks to Jesus, we have blessings and life. Pray with me. Jesus, you have blessed us in every way. You give us life now and forever. Help us share this good news everywhere. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.